Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting third, the right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Nino Espinosa. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nino Espinosa. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan Dahazu. Batting second, the first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boisclair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dahazu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dahazu takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Biedner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dahazu moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mercer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli, who is chasing the ball. Mercer reaches third base with a triple. Dahazu scores. Biedner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields it and tags Ontiveros for the out. He's got Mercer trapped. He throws to Hodges, who throws to Randle, who tags Mercer for the double play. Kingman moves to second. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Montanez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards short. Dahazu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Burris Hodges moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Espinosa hits a pop-up towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ray Burris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boisclair strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeJesu hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Montanez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Montanez moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Montanez moves to third. Mozzilli moves to second. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley is walked intentionally. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Espinosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinosa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool is hit by the pitch. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Wallace. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeJesu hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mercer strikes out. There goes Biotner. The throw from Hodges to second, and Biotner is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Nino Espinosa. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Cornejo now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boisclair bunts towards third. Ontiveros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boisclair moves to third. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallace is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wallace hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Wallace reaches second base with a double. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wallace moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sutter bunts in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Bob Myrick now pitching. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. De Jesus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. De Jesus is walked intentionally. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Myrick fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Bob Myrick. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Gross pinch hits for Dave Kingman. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ontiveros is 0 for 3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive towards first. Montanez reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Mercer attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Gross now playing left field. Bruce Boisclair batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boisclair is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boisclair for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Wallace hits a line drive towards first. Montanez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Rudy Mioli now playing second base. John Stearns pinch hits for Ron Hodges. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stearns strikes out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Foley bunts in front of the plate. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to second. One out. Bobby Valentine pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Stearns trying to get to home. Gross throws the ball into Rader who tags Stearns, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Stearns now catching. Butch Metzger now pitching. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mioli hits a line drive into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dejesu is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Dejesu hits a line drive towards third. Randle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biotner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 5 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu misplays the ball. That's an error on Dejesu. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boisclair is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Boisclair hits a pop-up towards short. Dejesu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Montanez is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mercer bunts towards third. Randle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 4 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 4 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Rader moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.